Finally tonight, a new addition to our NewsHour bookshelf. The fictional character, Olive Kittredge, is the creation of Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist Elizabeth Strout. Olive is abrasive and difficult, known to everyone in her small Maine town and loved by many readers around the country. In a sequel that's out today, Strout has brought Olive back. Jeffrey Brown headed north to talk with the author for our ongoing arts and culture series, Canvas.
Very often I absorb people that I just pass on the street. For example,
when Elizabeth Strout was a young girl, she would sit in the car with her mother, parked on a street like this one in Bath, Maine, watching the people walk by.
She'd say, "Oh, look at that woman. She doesn't seem too eager to get home." And I'd think, why? And I'd lean over the back seat and I'd say, "But, you know, what is it about her?" And my mother might say, "Oh, well, her coat hem hasn't been mended for a while," or some little detail. I mean, I was immediately interested in what the woman's story was and wanting to go home to see what her home looked like and what her other clothes would look like.
Years later, Strout would become known as a writer with an uncanny ability to conjure up the inner lives of her characters, many of them in small-town coastal Maine. Most famously in the novel Olive Kittredge, which won the 2009 Pulitzer Prize and was later made into an award-winning HBO series starring Frances McDormand.
What's depression?
It's bad wiring, makes your nerves raw, runs in our family.
Your mother is not depressed.
Yes, I am. Happy to have it, because it's being smart.
Olive, a seventh grade math teacher and wife of the local pharmacist in the fictional village of Crosby, is overbearing, hard to love, but complicated and compelling.
I'm waiting for the dog to die so I can shoot myself.
And now she's back, older if not wiser, in the new novel, Olive Again. Long after author Strout thought she was through with her often ornery character.
She just showed up. She just absolutely showed up again.
What does that mean, she showed up?
She just, like, I could feel her right behind me and I could hear her thoughts. And I thought, well, I better get this down. You know, many of my characters come to me gradually or they, you know, they'll sidle up to me or something, but Olive just, boom, she's just there.
For some, coastal Maine is a vacation spot, picturesque harbors and towns, a place to visit and then go home. For Strout, it was home, and her family, dating back generations to Puritan days, was part of a different Maine. Hard scrabble, isolated, old ways hard to hold on to amid economic and cultural change. She grew up in tiny Harpswell. Her father's funeral was held in this congregational church. She worked as a teenager in a nearby country store, now a small museum. We spoke in the old Harpswell Meeting House, dating to 1757, across the street.
When I was a young child here in Harpswell, there was a tremendous amount of isolation for me. We didn't have a television, and I was by myself. A great deal of time I spent outside alone, climbing on the rocks, you know, making friends with the periwinkles or the tree toads or whatever. Right. And so
not people.
Yeah. And I was fascinated by people. I was happy in the woods, but I was, or on the rocks, but I was fascinated by people and always wanted to know what I could about people.
So you grew up imagining the
yes,
lives of
I did.
People?
I just, in one of my books, Jim Burgess says, people are always telling you who they are if you only listen. And I think that, obviously I wrote that, but I think it's true. I can only speak for myself as a writer, but the compulsion to find out what it feels like to be another person, because we'll never know. In the original Olive Kittredge, there was a story that was sort of set right there where the waitress falls off the cliff, which is not yet really a cliff, but I made it more of a cliff.
Yeah, so. Which you're allowed to do.
Yes, because I'm a fiction writer.
It's not that hard.
But it's fiction grounded in reality. Maine has one of the nation's oldest populations, and in the new novel, we watch Olive age after the death of her husband, Henry. It's also, again, a novel of linked stories. In most, Olive is the central character, but sometimes she's at the periphery of her neighbors' lives.
So I thought, well, I can make the community a part of this, and this will be about the community as well and everybody's particular relationship to Olive, and yet they of course all have their stories because they're people. And I realized that Olive is such a force that if we see her you know, on every page, if she's, you know, in every story full force, it's just too much to take. It would be too much for me to take as the reader. And I'm always thinking about the reader. I'm always, it's like I'm in a dance with the reader. You know, what does the reader need now?
You really are. A lot of writers I talk to don't, they say, well, I'm not thinking about the reader at
right.
that point.
Yeah. I'm always thinking about the reader. I have an ideal reader. I mean, many, many years ago, I realized that if I make up characters, I can make up a reader. So I made up an ideal reader. And the reader.
And who is that?
Well, it's somebody who's patient, but they're not super patient.
Yeah.
And it's somebody who needs the book if I can deliver it to them. Mm-hmm. So I have a sense of responsibility for them.
Strout still keeps a home here in Brunswick, but unlike many of her characters, she left Maine long ago for a very different life in New York. Living in the big city, but realizing her true subject was life in a small town.
In a small town, you will find it all. You will find the impoverished people, and you'll find the people at the top. There's always a social hierarchy, no matter where you are. And it's fascinating to me to take a look at that, you know, close up in a small environment.
The novel Olive Again is just out. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown in Harpswell, Maine.